Jim and Sid, welcome to the latest Outsport podcast. It is downright wintry in Los Angeles today, which, what is it, Sid, 57 or something? Which is,
I mean, it's low of 30s this week.
Cold here. I know those of you suffering in single-digit temperatures aren't going to empathize, but it does feel downright frosty. I have a heater on as we're speaking right now.
Yeah, frosty.
But enough weather forecast. We're talking about today, focused mostly on a fairly big story that happened, at least in the gay sports world. Tom Daley, the Olympic diver from Britain, came out by disclosing he has a boyfriend. He said he still fancies girls. He has not put a label on himself, but he is dating a man, and the man is either Dustin Lance Black, the screenwriter, or it's not Dustin Lance Black. We've both been told, Sid and I, by someone we trust, that his sources say Tom is actually dating someone in England who is closer to his age. But regardless, it's been a big story because Daley's so well-known over in the U.K., and in general, the reaction has been sort of either positive or who cares, which is sort of what I was hoping that kind of stuff would elicit.
This might be one of the most fascinating coming outs you've ever had. He decides to come out, and he does it on a personal video on YouTube to his fans, and he doesn't say, I'm gay like John Amici and Jason Collins did. He just kind of says, I'm dating a guy. And so it was interesting that there's no book deal in it. There's no big appearance with Oprah. There's nothing in it other than, hey fans, like, I just got to talk about this. So we hadn't seen that before. I guess maybe Abby Wambach did it too. Like, hey, I'm married now.
Yeah.
Deal with it. So it was kind of cool to see the younger generation, how they handle this big public coming out.
And again, he's only 19, so, you know, people's sexuality is often fraught with a lot of different complications then. So I think he handled the proper way. He says he still fancies girls, so maybe he truly is bisexual. Maybe he's not. Maybe he'll be with this man for the next 40 years, and we don't know. But it was interesting how this has been a fairly large story in the U.K., but it's not been a blockbuster, definitely not over here where people don't really even know who he is.
Yeah.
But it always gets me when people say, wasn't it obvious he was gay? Well, A, he hasn't said right. He's gay, but people always sort of after the fact say, I knew or I assumed. I always take people at their word anymore. I mean, if they tell me they're straight, I don't really spend a whole lot of time trying to convince myself or others that they're not.
Well, it's kind of crappy, and I knew this was going to happen right? As soon as he said, I fancy girls too. So many of my friends, he's halfway there, he'll be gay soon enough, and why did he have to say that he fancies girls? He doesn't really, it's just a cover for his sponsors. And why do people care? I mean, in fact, Dan, my partner, doesn't believe people can be bisexual. They're either one or the other. And I feel the complete opposite. I think that most people are bisexual. There's some level of attraction to each one of the sexes, and for me it's 99% to 1%. But if Tom's 70-30, then he wants to fancy his girls, then why take offense that he would say that if that's his truth? People just won't – they resent him for saying that, and they kind of won't allow that to be his truth.
To me it comes down to, like, why should you care? He's not dating you, so – you know, maybe he'll fancy girls 10 years from now, but still be with a guy. It doesn't really matter what he labels himself as. I don't understand that anymore. I think because gay is a political statement, meaning because our society makes it, people sort of have to sort of feel they have to make a choice because you have to stand up for gay rights. But remember the great novelist Gore Vidal, who said right after World War II ended and, you know, the troops had not been dispersed yet back home and they're all congregated, at least, you know, from people from Europe in New York. He said there was so much same-sex sex going on with guys who then went back to their wives and their girlfriends because they were sort of – there was no labels on it and everyone was in this big mass. So his point was, if we didn't have to sort of define ourselves, a larger percentage of people might sort of, you know, have same-sex attractions. And maybe Daley's one of them. But I don't understand the anger that people have. Like, he's hiding, he's really gay. Well, so what? He's 19. He can kind of do what he wants to. And if he breaks up with this guy and starts dating a girl, I don't care either. but he is open about it, so he doesn't have to hide, which is the most important thing we always say. These guys don't want to have to hide. Tom can now go somewhere with this person, and no one's going to sort of have to wonder that there's going to be some kind of, you know, tabloid gossipy thing.
Even though there's now a tabloid gossipy thing about who he's dating.
Well, but even that seems weird stories. I guess apparently Tom Daly was out in West Hollywood or L.A. sometime this fall, and he was seen at a Coffee Bean with Dustin Lance Black.
Yeah.
And that has led then the speculation that he's the boyfriend.
Right. Well, it's there. Weird on so many levels. I mean, to come out and have a D-list celebrity-ish boyfriend, and then for it to maybe get leaked, but then 48 hours later, neither of you has confirmed or denied it, even though you've done media interviews about it, and it just feels so. I don't know. The whole thing just feels so weird to me. I don't use the word creepy. It just feels odd. Like, it doesn't sit well.
I don't think it's Daly's responsibility to have this. I mean, he did this in a video thing. I don't think he's done any public interviews about it. And we've been told.
Yes, he has.
With who?
He just did one on TV.
No, I didn't. Okay, yes, that's news to me.
No, in England, he did one on TV. And he talked about how. He let's see, I'd never felt anything. This is what's interesting. So first he talks to you how much he loves his boyfriend and everything, and he makes me feel safe. This is what he says. I'd never felt like anything. Unless they wrote this wrong. I'd never felt anything like it before, he explained. We were at a party, and I hadn't even spoken to him all night. I didn't know what to do or if he was gay at first. And that tells me, it's not Dustin Lance Black, because I don't know how you could be at a party with Dustin Lance Black and not know that he's the gay writer who won an Oscar for writing about a gay person.
I just don't think Tom Talley is under any pressure to have to reveal it. Let the other person reveal it. If the other person wants to be private, then Tom's honoring the wishes. I don't think Tom has to. I don't think he's under any obligation to confirm or deny the identity if he doesn't want to.
I don't know. We're not talking about a private individual. His boyfriend might be a private individual, but right now, many people are writing articles about his boyfriend as Dustin Lance Black. And it just, I don't know, it's unsettling to me if you know that there's something that's not true being put out there, and you're trying to speak your truth and find your truth, that you would just let it hang out there despite doing it. All you have to do is say, you know, I've seen these reports, Dustin Lance Black's a good friend of mine, we are not dating. Like, that's it. That's all it takes. Nobody cares who you're dating, some private random person. Who cares? But if it's being put out there that it's a public person, and it's not, that's just, I don't know. You're right. He doesn't owe it to anyone. It just seems weird.
It just doesn't bother me. I don't know why it just doesn't bother me.
I'm not going to lose sleep over it, but it's just – that does bother me, and I don't know, it just, why not just be truthful about it? If somebody's lying about you, then just set the record straight.
Well, maybe he's not lying. Maybe there's more there we don't know. Who knows? I mean, for whatever reason, he's choosing not to. I'm just glad that he's sort of out in whatever way he is out. But you're right. It's interesting how the video thing maybe is the way to do it, sort of do it on your own terms, but...
Well, it depends on what you want to do. You know, I talk to Howard Bragman all the time about people coming out, and he actually says that whoever was advising Jason Collins did not do a good job. Because right after Jason came out, he tried to sell a book, and none of the publishers wanted the book. Because he spent the first week doing so many interviews Oprah and Good Morning America and Sports Illustrated. He did so many interviews. There was no book anymore. There was nothing to talk about. So Howard says, you know, if it depends on what you want. If you want to sell a book, if you want to have a bigger impact, you have to kind of really think through how you're going to do it.
And we don't know what Tom Daly wants or doesn't want. Maybe he just wants to be a diver.
Absolutely, and if he just wanted to get it out there, get it off his chest, It's like Robbie Rogers. Robbie Rogers wanted to write a letter to his fans and move on. That's what he did.
I mean, it's interesting how the Daly is another active athlete, another diver. And we've had now two now who've been in the Olympics who, well, Daly wasn't open by the time he competed, but he will definitely be competing in 2016. Yeah, 2016 in Rio, yeah. Barring any kind of injury. And if Matthew Mitchum is able to compete, we could have two openly gay divers in the Olympics, which, of course, everyone's, oh, they're divers, who cares? But I do think it, you know, the more the merrier.
What are the chances of Mitchum competing?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, these things are so far away that it's hard to really tell 3 years out.
Yeah.
But the story has not gotten outside of some of the online stuff that much attention in the U.S. Certainly in the mainstream press, it hasn't.
Because
nobody
look,
knows
he's
who he is.
Essentially Tom Daly was gayness, right? He was gay famous. Whether he was gay or not, the gays are the ones who knew him because they adored him. They thought he was cute. He's a diver. They like divers. NBC Sports, ESPN, they don't give a shit.
Well,
none of their fans give a shit.
No, and diving is not, even if it was an American diver, no one would care because it's simply not covered. Yeah. The way Daly is a very well-known, popular person in England, there's no equivalent in the U.S. for any kind of diver. Even David Budia won the gold medal, right?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I was going to say if David Budia came out, and this is to Howard's point. You can have a bigger impact if you think through how you're going to come out. David Bedaya, right, he could make a video and come out and nobody care. He could do interviews and focus on his religion and talk about coming out as a Christian and coming out as a diver and Olympian. So it just – you're right. It could be like Tom Daly. Like, he came out on video, nobody really gives a shit. But if he had thought through it a little bit, he would have had a different, maybe bigger – impact, whether he wanted that or not, we have no idea.
So now we know when I was like, who's going to be next?
Who's going to be next? An NFL player.
We can certainly hope so.
I don't know. I think probably, I don't know. I go back and forth whether a winter Olympian is going to come out, like somebody of substance, somebody that's been there, somebody
before the games.
Yeah.
I would bet you not, just because it's too close to the games. And I think the time to do it would have been a few months ago. You're talking about a male winter Olympian?
Yeah, or a high-profile female.
I just doubt it, because even the whole history of that is people tend to have come out already before people get too invested in it.
Yeah.
And right now the Olympics are 2 months away. Wow. It's hard to believe. Yeah, 2 months from almost today they're going to be starting.
Yeah, plus with the Russian law and the questions about that and all the added attention, somebody coming out with a big announcement that I lean your way that it's not bad.
Well, whoever comes out, we will be there to report it. So that is all we have time for today. We'll talk to you next week.